Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
A tough day for yours truly as news comes in that Deshaun Watson is out for the season. So, RIP my bags. The only thing that needs to happen now is a DTR. And I don't mean define the relationship. I mean Dorian Thompson-Robinson in cash. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about all the Week 11 goodies. It's the Swolecast here on RotoGrinders.com.
You came back from the school cap? I was like, yep, that's me.
I just want you guys to know I'm total dust. I'm the problem.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Leave it to the guy with the crypto dunes, Abby, to not understand content.
I should have known you getting 30 likes was directly written by someone else.
You know me, I don't do a ton of research before the show.
I've put no research into this, don't know if it's true at all.
You're on the right show.
To it, bro. Live a little.
Live a little. Just live a little, guys.
Welcome into the Swolecast. David Kitchen here alongside Mr. Tuttle 05, Dan Gasper, Davis Matic, and Peter Overzet. Guys, how are we feeling today?
I was feeling better before that intro.
Yeah, that defined the relationship one.
How niche is that? I'm curious to know because I know where Kitchen pulled that from.
What do you mean?
I feel like DTR is define the relationship is not like a commonly known.
Yes, it is.
I don't think that's a common acronym.
It is totally like we need to have a DTR.
No, that's
I've
a very
heard someone say
it's
that.
Very conservative. It's like you grew up in church.
Oh,
where that's from.
Oh, 100%. I didn't know. All right. Leave us in the comments. If you were not raised in church and you know what DTR means, it really just means like, are you friends or are you more than friends? Like that's,
well, we know what define the relationship means. Because we're talking about whether the acronym,
I think
if you wanted to go for a niche DTR acronym joke, I would have gone with disestablish the run. I mean, that's a good DTR joke right there.
I would have gone with a DNR pun, like a do not resuscitate the Brown season pun. I think I would have tried to go in that direction.
You can't do that with the TR.
I'm not the comedy guy here. That's sort of you and Peter's thing. So I kind of would have left that to the experts.
That's the nicest thing you've ever said to Kitchen. Kitchen
yes,
loves
Yes, I loved
that.
It. You grouped me in with Pete. All right.
Larry's got it. People know this. They don't know.
Yeah,
DTF.
We know.
DTF. Yeah. All right. We got Cam from Underdog coming in at 1 o'clock Central Time into the office. So that's the hard out that I have.
Wait, now when Cam walks into the office, everything just stops.
100%.
Okay. Wow. All right. Okay.
Because
Dave, we better have a tight, concise, and organized show you not dicking around.
If you know this show, you know that there is no, I was going to say like a NDA, no dicking around. And we just get straight to it. Yeah, see, Davis liked it. Pete didn't. All right. As far, though, as Cam coming in, like underdog, did you hear Tennessee? We can do pick'ems now. It's peer-to-peer pick'ems.
Yeah.
Have you done any yet?
I did, yeah.
How did it go?
Did not win. But I just you know, tiptoed into the waters a bit. That's
okay. I'm going to Florida this weekend. Is that one of the states where I can do these pick'em champions?
I think so. It's like, it's random states.
I don't think they have announced Florida for it yet. What are you going to Florida for, Davis?
You can bet $1 million on a four-leg parlay.
It'll be my ninth wedding of the year. I've got two more left.
Are you going to Drew's? Are you going to Dink's?
My wife's childhood friend is getting married on the same day.
At Super Bowl Sunday? What are these
February
people
February 10th?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Or the Saturday before Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah.
See, that sounds exhausting. That's why you get out of college and you just don't.
No, wait.
No, this Davis, is the issue. I'm 30, man. I'm 31. This is everyone's getting married. Everyone I know.
You're too friendly with people. You just got to cut off the communication, and then you don't have to go to all these weddings.
Start treating them like Twitter trolls, Davis. Just mute people in your real life.
All right. Shout out to Tuttle for the Elijah Moore terrible take last week after getting bullied off of Christian Watson. So looking forward to seeing who Tuttle's terrible take is.
How was that? Did Elijah Moore score points?
You got a touchdown.
Yeah, touchdown.
Okay. All right.
We're going to talk about that lineup in the overview.
All right. Tuttle, you got your terrible take. I also want your pick'em take for this week, because again, I can do an underdog now. So with that being said, let's get into the Overzet's overview.
Got that dog in her butt. Got that dog in her butt. Overzet overview. Come on.
Yeah, so our Swolecast lineup in week 10, I was honestly shocked when I saw this. It scored 87.42 points. I was like, is that even possible?
That's like a Nate Nolan cash lineup before he swaps.
I was truly stunned, because I know we're bad, but I didn't know we were that bad.
We felt so good about it too. Like, oh, this is actually pretty good.
Yeah, no, our lineup had more snowflakes in it than a Joe Biden convention, guys. Sorry to get political. And we've been making fun, or I have, of Clay Matthews. He just absolutely dusted us. He had the Jared Goff ARSB stack. He put up 137.92 points. He did also play Tyler Algier, but that's neither here nor there. Clay Matthews beat us fair and square. But just to put this in perspective, guys, there were 93,672 entries in the 5K Challenge DoorDash and Clay Matthews Sunday Football Series. And we finished in 90,014th place. It's such a big number, I don't even know how to say it. Like, is it 90,014th? Guys, we were very bad last week. Truly special stuff from the preeminent First Look show in the industry. I do believe it's time to renegotiate our contracts with Dan Bach and ask for more money after this performance. In other news, Deshaun Watson is indeed out for the season, which means the only best ball team Soccer Dave will advance are the ones he drafted blindfolded.
Watson on the blindfold team.
Did you really?
Because you guys goaded me into it. You said, there's a guy. He's your guy. You might want to draft him.
No advancing teams. At least you have all those Ryan Tannehill, backing him up as your quarterback two backstop there. All right. I was on Twitter, saw someone left an iTunes review of the Gilcast this week, claiming they tune in for 85% Sammy, 15% Nate, and literally zero Davis. It did make me think like a really funny bit would be if someone removed all of Davis's audio from an episode of the Gildcast and just condensed it.
It'd be about seven minutes long.
It's 7 minutes long. It's just Sammy going, fire me into the goddamn sun, and Nate mumbling about Adam Thielen's whopper. I would listen to that if someone wants to make that edit. It did also encourage me to go look at our Swolecast iTunes reviews. I hadn't looked at that in ages. It is unfortunately a bunch of five-star reviews recently, although there is a good one from October 27th. User JustBo has the title, Great Information, But... ...
But.
And I'm like, can't wait to see where this is going. He goes, the information is solid and very helpful.
Wow.
Is it? I mean, just look at it and know it is.
You know it's a better viewer right off the bat.
You sure about that? And then he goes, but... some episodes suffer from the broadcaster's style of interaction. Style of interaction. It's so vague, and yet I completely know what he means.
He means, Dave, just getting us from talking about quarterbacks to, like, seeing Treylon Burks at church. Like, he's not there for Dairy Queen anecdotes. He wants the picks.
But what's so funny about that review that's not even a joke is most people's take would be the complete opposite, that they like our style of interaction, but the information is awful. So this is the one guy who tunes in for the picks. What I'm getting from these reviews, though, both of like the Gilcast and the Swolecast, is that our relationship with our audiences is just strictly Stockholm syndrome. Like, everyone's just stuck with each other. We all have to do this just in a performative way. It's never going to change. It is what it is, and we just have to all live with it. We got four games with a total over 45 this week. Back to you, Dave.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's I mean, we were doing, for those like familiar with the All In podcast, Dave is not familiar with that, but like, you know, everyone's got kind of their favorite, and also
the
guy
All In podcast.
Oh,
stop. Damn it, Davis. You can't do this.
But anyways,
this,
you have
okay. This is not one I should know. Come on.
Yes, it
it's
is.
Like the most popular.
I don't know.
The Chamath podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, I know who Chamath is. He's the scammer who does He's the scammer who does oh, there's a very specific name for it, but it's like starting a IPOs. Fund that's basically they're the vaporware. SPACs. The SPAC. Yeah, they're vaporware. They don't actually do anything. Okay.
Yes.
Anyway.
His podcast.
Yeah. Well, he's one of them, but everyone's got their favorite depending on like what side of the political aisle they're leaning on, or if they, you know, whatever. So that's kind of, it's kind of like
this. CSU tweets out a link to the All In podcast like once every 3 months.
I kind of need
a new guy though, because Huberman's not really,
he's not doing it for you.
Well, he had Zuckerberg on his show.
Oh no.
I don't love that, but he's kind of like a celebrity now, you know. He's not about doing the work much anymore.
He's not your indie band. He's now gone. It's like when Kings of Leon went mainstream. I didn't.
Yeah. So I kind of, yeah, totally. Exactly that. So I kind of need a new guru these days.
All right. Well, you're on the right show. All right. Let's get to it. Also, I do want to say that, I am clinging on to, people have been asking, the drafters 20 million or the million two NFL best ball championship.
Many have been asking.
85,536 entries. I'm in 76th, and it's cumulative. So
yeah, my team's 67% Jaxon Smith-Njigba, but not what you needed.
I actually have drafters. JSN on this team. So if he goes nuclear, we're in good.
Okay.
What's the team, Dave? Let's buy it. Who's on the team?
All right. I love how Davis went to move on, but Peter took the bait. It's got Jalen Hurts and Russ Wilson, Najee Harris, Gibson and Robinson, the Washington pair, Achan, Singletary, Kyren Williams, Jamar Chase, Ayuk, JSN, Pittman, Myers, Pearson James,
Dude, I'd rather listen to Kings of Leon than David summarize this team.
Your wide receivers sound like trash, Dave.
Puka, Chase, and Ayuk have to really carry the load. And then Andrews, Laporta, and Taysom Hill.
This is honestly, I think that was the most excruciating 90 seconds in the entire history of this program.
Yes.
You haven't been listening that long.
David's 76th place team in a contest that doesn't even pay 0.25 carades to first place.
I thought it was good info. It was just kind of the style of which he broadcasted it. That was
super going fast
for me.
Unbelievable.
Right.
Okay, can we get on some picks, please?
Can we please get on to the all right. Let's Kevin Tompkins says time to leave a review. Someone actually on last week's Swolecast said, I went back and watched this show. This is a day ago. I went back and watched this show. And I honestly, that would be pretty entertaining to go back after the week has ended and watch the show, just knowing everything that you know now.
Yeah, and totally.
Evergreen entertainment. That's what people always say about the Swolecast.
But they said usually I rip Davis because he's uninformed and boring, but he actually did a good job, so kudos to him. So not sure what you said, Davis, but the listener liked it.
All right.
On to week 11. Quarterbacks.
Well, you got a big decision up top because Josh Allen is the only elite fantasy quarterback in the slate, the only guy averaging, I think, over 22 points per game. Although I believe Dak is actually, Dak has outscored him on the year. But again, same thing with the Cowboys, third week in a row of the Cowboys being giga favorites against the dog shit team. Are you feeling lucky, Punk, with Tony Pollard? We have C.J. Stroud and Kyler Murray. I would assume C.J. Stroud and Kyler Murray are going to be this week's, our generation's C.J. Stroud and Joe Burrow from last week. Although the T. Higgins injury thing did shift ownership a good bit last week. And, as always, you gotta think about Sam Howell. I'm just going to plant the flag right now. I'm going full. Let's throw it back to 2019. Perfect pass. Planting the flag. I am jamming Kyler Murray and his teammates in NFL DFS on DraftKings.com.
Pete, as someone who has previously sworn off any sort of Kyler Murray exposure.
When did I do that?
This is last year. This is
No, it was after the first clip season. That's when we all swore off Kyler.
Yeah, it was the horizontal raid, I think you called it.
Yeah, well, once Cliff, sailed off to Thailand, I've been more open to investing in the Cardinals. I like this spot for them. And there might be some sneaky ways to do it just because everyone's going to pile in on Trey McBride. Marquise Brown just narrowly missed a touchdown last week. He would have probably been getting more attention if he had completed that. Rondell Moore actually seemed to be having a little bit of juice in this new look offense. Other quarterbacks, we should mention Jared Goff at home versus Chicago. Chicago actually kind of good against the run, but get absolutely dusted in the secondary. So I like that. And then I'm happy to go back to Brock Purdy here. 5,800, had a big game last week at home versus Tampa Bay. Nothing scary about that. And I'm debating.
Pass funnel, dude. 2019 DFS throwback. The Buccaneers are a pass funnel, brother.
Just check the flow chart, dude. And then I kind of have some interest. It's this weird thing where I like the receivers in Rams, Seahawks, and I'm just debating, can I get to a Geno or Stafford?
Stafford with his guys. And I think Geno getting 25 last week was only happened in the universe because people played Joe Burrow or Geno in cash. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the only scenario in which Geno Smith can get 25.
I played Geno, and passing all the ETR trains on the final pass.
It was worth about, for me, that was like negative $950, the Geno over Burrow.
It was opposite for me, but it just felt so good just to give all the ETR train subs the
play. We should talk about Sam Howell real quick, because I think that there's maybe a little bit of a slappy tendency here to be like, he's just going to throw 47 times per game. I don't really think that's Bienemy's strategy. I think when you're up,
where they're playing 14, the Giants.
You're up 14 points on the Giants. And the big thing is that the Giants do not run, they cannot get first downs. So the game is over by the third quarter. Your garbage time is happening, man. This Giants team, I don't know if I've ever seen a less competitive team than the Tommy DeVito Giants in the NFL in my time watching it.
Well, you might want to tune in for a Browns Steelers game this week.
Oh, the Browns are going to win that. Dude, the Browns are going to win that game.
DTR, baby.
DTR.
You see, it's projecting for the second lowest total in this decade.
Yeah, it's an Iowa Rutgers game, basically.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Huddle, what do you think, bud?
I need Liam on here for the hand in the dirt take on what OC change is going to do for the Bills.
Not against the Jets, bro. Remember,
Brady got fired for wanting to pass the ball too much.
I love Joe. I was pretty hyped on Joe Brady before. I don't know if that's like he hasn't been in my life enough lately to know if that's changed or not. But
I mean the change has just got to be the Bills need to go back in time and start drafting wide receivers. Saw this insane stat: the last wide receiver not drafted on day three, so day one or day two, by the Buffalo Bills was Zay Jones. Yes, the Zay Jones who just got arrested for domestic battery and maybe is getting cut by the Jacksonville Jaguars was the last day two wide receiver pick by the Buffalo Bills.
Huge, huge disappointment for Calvin Ridley stands who desperately needed Calvin Ridley back. So Zay Jones back so Calvin Ridley could play his true role in the offense. And
Liam 100% believes this, by the way. He likes
the dumbest narrative in all of football.
Since you brought up the Jags, what about Trevor Lawrence against the Titans?
I've been kind of looking at it, man.
Yeah, next time Trevor Lawrence tops 20 points will be the first time.
I thought Dave's intro was going to be all about the D-Hember BVP, honestly. Doesn't he have insane BVP against the Jags?
I actually don't know that stat.
He 100% does. It's a thing every single year.
Isn't it just as simple as CJ Stroud throws for 350 and 3 every single week? Are we leveling ourselves just not because I don't even think his ownership will be absurd, you know, like because that I think Fields and Goff will be pretty owned. I think that game is going to get a lot of attention. Josh Allen will pull his 10%. Purdy will pull we're going to show up, turn the cards over. Tank Dell is going to be 13%. CJ Stroud's going to be 11%. Dalton Schultz going to be 8%. And they're going to combine for 93 DraftKings points.
I agree. Which one do you think will be of the current trends, right? Because you have Stroud and Dak, who are arguably the two hottest quarterbacks in football, you know, priced similarly. Like, what is going to spook people more? I could certainly see Stroud being ahead of Dak, where people are going to like that matchup more.
People will just like that game. And Rondale Moore is 3,300. I think he's going to be like the number one points per dollar wide receiver on a bunch of these sites.
Yeah. Also, don't tell me narratives do not exist.
They certainly exist. No one would ever say narratives.
No one would ever say that people don't log on to x.com and start making up narratives for fantasy.
Basically, all of human civilization has been built on the concept of narratives, Dave. So I will never say that they don't exist.
After the CeeDee Lamb sham that was those like cheap fourth quarter receptions so he could get to 10 catches, 150 yards.
David, you're not even pointing out the best example of that last week, which was the 49ers getting down to the eight-yard line.
Right.
And trying Sam Darnold at quarterback and then throwing a goal line fade to Christian McCaffrey on 4th and 3.
They were feeding him. They're trying to get him. So what about Tua?
Yeah, great play.
The highest total, highest team total.
Yeah.
I think Vegas
can kind of sort of stick with him.
Aiden O'Connell is a little feisty, man. Aiden O'Connell is a little feisty. I think Dak has sort of shown why that's not true, though. It's team dependent, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stepping on the gas.
And I mean, also, let's not act like the Dolphins are this great football team. They've not beaten a team with a winning record yet this season. Like, they could totally struggle with the Raiders. It could totally happen.
Coming off a bye week, got A-Chan, hopefully. Going to be Davis. You actually had a really good tweet with the sit starts for A-Chan.
Oh, thanks, Dave. I love when you compliment my social media game. It means a lot to get that from the top.
What's going on? Davis saying Kitchen is funny. Davis has good tweets. Let's get back on track, guys.
Kitchen is funny a lot of the time. Just most of the time, it's very unintentional. Like he is not me.
Now we're back. He focuses too much on a niche too.
Yes. Yeah. Also, Dave, the chat are wondering, what is it that you're wearing? What do we got going on? Like, are you
here? Cam was coming into the office and he had to dress up like a professional model.
This dude, this is the Silicon Valley. Dress like he wants to be on the All In podcast. He wants to be.
Are you surprised? Like this shouldn't be surprising. This is the guy that used DTR to kick off the show.
Do a full spin, kitchen. Let's see that ass.
Oh my god, that is.
The shoes,
the Chelsea boots. I would have bet every Bitcoin I have that Dave had Chelsea boots on, like 1,000,000%.
All right,
let's make a DraftKings lineup.
Let's get back to it, please. We got
Tuttle first pick, DraftKings. Go.
Let's do the Tua stack.
Okay,
Waddle or Tyreek or Durham Smythe.
We'll go Reek.
Tua, Reek. I
the Michael Myers price tag in this game is just absurd.
What is it?
2,700.
I was going to say 2,800, I think.
It's perfectly too, right? Where you don't have a tight end you want to use on your Dolphin stack.
Yeah.
We got to beat Clay this week, guys. I can't. Can't win over Zet's overview like that, where we're getting dusted.
What contest are we entering in?
It's the Clay Matthews one, man. We got to beat this fucker. Sorry.
All right, I'm gonna begin with my first terrible take of the week.
Oh boy,
I got like six of these in the chamber, but I'm gonna begin with James Cook for $6,100 against the New York Footballing Jets.
Not only
is this terrible right now, it's going to be twice as terrible when Fournette is activated. And
yeah,
starts.
Why are we doing this, Davis? Why are we doing this to ourselves?
Because they literally do not have a choice because they cannot move the ball. They are so shitty on offense. They are going to have to look at their bench and they're going to be like, well, I guess we have to play the only guy who can get us 5 yards. And it's James
Joe Brady, we trust.
That's actually part of it. Is I think Joe Brady might be able to be the adult in the room and be like, yeah, thank you for your service. Because apparently a couple Bills fans were saying this to me, but Latavius Murray's like their locker room leader, I guess. Yep. Like, I guess he called a players only meeting. It's kind of hard. I think it's just hard for coaches to like not play a guy like that, but Brady's not going to care. He's new to the building this week. He's going to be like, this guy's better than the other guy.
I sure hope you're right.
6,100. Man. Okay. All right. Pete.
Let's see. Do I need to save us some money? Let's go back. Let's just go back to the well on Christian Kirk. We don't have to play Lawrence, obviously, but I still love Kirk here in this matchup.
I got no issues. That's a good pick. Dave.
I kind of want to play a Steelers running back.
And of course you.
You want a piece of that 16-point team total?
Well, I think it's going to be gross.
What is...
They're okay, so like cheap.
Dave, Cook was so a bad cheap. Pick.
No, it was a really bad pick. It was a really bad pick.
Kitchen heard this is the lowest total of the past decade and says, it's not where like can I...
What does that tell you? What does that tell you? There's going to be... Lots of running plays.
Let's run the ball. We're not going to get touchdowns, but man, we can get those 3 yards per carry.
So you have to pick between Najee Harris and Jalen Warren.
Tomlin said Jalen Warren's the starter now.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah.
Let's put you in Jalen Warren then.
Apparently, they had like a running backs meeting on Saturday.
You just know all these meetings.
Yeah, how do you know all these team meetings?
I spent a lot of time online, guys.
Davis is like, Calvin Austin got on the training table and gave a really rousing speech.
All right. Man, this lineup is looking really good.
I'll take Meyer. I'll take the free.
Yeah, just do it.
I was actually wanting to play Kincaid if he was going to be my pick if James Cook wasn't played.
All right. I'm going to take Nathaniel Tank Dell. I love him as a pick. Like, I think he's one of the best plays of the week if Nico is back, because that's going to take his ownership from 15 or whatever to like 8.
All right, we're gonna have to save some money.
Let's go with
the chat is absolutely horny for Jerome Ford. They're like, we cannot believe you would play Jalen Warren. You absolutely have to get Jerome Ford in this lineup. I've never seen such horniness for a third string Cleveland Browns running back.
Okay. I will say this. Garrett Wilson did call a players only meeting. He did.
Is this real?
He did.
There's Davis, no way.
Yes. Davis, tell me he did not do this after the game.
There's no way.
Yes.
He did. That's true. This is the players only meeting.
This is a player only meeting.
Line. All right.
Guys, do you know what I'm just going to tell you right now? I'm messing with like different defense flex. Okay. We already have. Why do we have Wilson in but not Mayer? I'm confused.
The issue is here where there's not an $800 defense. Surprise.
That's what I was saying. I was doing the math. We're in double tight end territory. You got to remove Garrett Wilson. We're looking at like.
Well, we play
Rondell. Rondell.
No, we play the Jets defense, and then there are a bunch of picks here.
All right. What do you mean a bunch of picks? 4,600 or less.
There's a lot of cheap picks this week, actually.
Yeah, so we can play like Christian Watson, Rico Dowdle. If we wanted to pull our dicks out, we could play.
I'm
Rico
done
Dowdle.
With Christian Watson. I'm no,
you just
done.
you pick Pitt defense and then you play 3,700 and below.
Yeah, and that would be your tight end. What's Chig at?
Oh, Chig's way
32. He's 32.
Stop trying to make Chig happen. It's over.
There's like
he almost caught a touchdown last week. Almost did. All right.
So we're playing Jets defense against James Cook, like our most fragile pick.
No, we're not playing Jets defense. We're not playing Jets defense.
All right.
I don't know if I would say that's our most fragile pick. They all feel a little precarious.
Cost adjusted, it's the most fragile pick by a country mile.
All right, we could do.
This team sucks. God,
it's terrible,
dude. Clay Matthews is gonna roll out. God damn, Rico Dowdle against us and just shove it down our throats.
At least, what if Davis gets a head-to-head invite from like literally Clay Matthews because he heard?
Man, like, I got beat. I got beat by someone in a 109 last week who played Taysom Hill in the flex in the early game.
That's badass.
I think it's Rondell Moore.
Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
I said
Rondell,
wow,
and then we can play
Niners.
Steelers. I was gonna say Steelers for the Jalen Warren correlation.
But we got money to play with.
Steelers right. will be stone chalk.
Get up to Niners or Lions.
Let's move on.
Niners.
Look at us paying up for defense. When has that gone wrong?
I do love that the running back projections have now capitulated on Tony Pollard. Like up until this week, this matchup, Tony Pollard would have been projected for 19.3 DraftKings points.
And so now you know what's going to happen, right? Like he's still going to suck.
He's still Rico Dowdle will score more points than him again.
I think the thing, how I feel about like Pollard could certainly fall in the end zone this week. Like that's definitely in the range of outcomes, but what are the chances that Tony Pollard buries you as like the guy you need? Like Tony Pollard can have 14, 15 points in this matchup.
Well, like, he has to go vintage Pollard, right? I mean, that's what he would actually have to turn back into his younger self.
Gosh, it is crazy. Like Pollard at 6,600.
Scroll right past him.
Derrick Henry at 6,300. Derrick Henry's never been 6,300 since like 2017. Like this is the cheapest he's probably ever been, and you still
actually not even that bad of a spot for Derrick Henry.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I'm telling you, he has BVP. I need to bring this up.
He does have BVP. I know what you're talking about now, because like there's that one game he had over 200 yards rushing. I was actually at that game. That's the famous stiff arm game.
It was the Thursday night 90 yard rushing touchdown game. So yes, he does have BVP. I gotta bring this up.
Yeah.
The Slappies, they are afflicted with a Josh Jacobs disease this week. Yeah. He's going to be everyone's going to play him in cash, yada, yada.
If really, he's a cash game play this week.
Yes, he's like.
I would assume he's
leading the projections.
I would assume he is the first guy in this week.
100%.
What I would say is, you are going to hate your life so much when they are down 14-0 at the end of the first quarter. You are going to be like looking at swaps. You are going to be. Is it in the early slate of games or is it?
Is it that your dream to hate your lineup early?
Davis is getting so excited thinking about this.
I'm already looking. I'm like, okay, who do we have in the late? I already am lining up my Cooper Kupp, my late game swap. I think that there are so many C- to B- running back plays this week that I have, like, and I don't really see an A+ running back play anywhere outside of Jahmyr Gibbs. So I just kind of feels like don't embrace the literal definition of the fragilest chalk as Josh Jacobs as a 12-point road dog with Aiden O'Connell starting at quarterback, because those 27 rushes he got last week could go to like 14 so fast. Like,
no, they're trying to get 100 yards, man. Didn't you see the clip?
No, I he lost. Isn't that so funny? He lost the bonus 2 weeks ago after he got it.
There is so much uncertainty at running back. Jahmyr Gibbs, also, people loving Jahmyr Gibbs. 7K, but guess who? Did you just hit someone score?
Flag. No,
oh, flag plant. Okay. Even with David Montgomery,
the usage,
facing his old team.
If David Montgomery didn't score that 70-yard touchdown, people are dropping him on this beautiful Wednesday.
But he did.
Davis. You're telling me that narratives don't exist? David Montgomery's going against his former team.
I actually think weekly, David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs will probably both project as like top 15 scorers at running back, because the Lions offense is so... I mean, we literally have... Go back to last year. DeAndre Swift is scoring 13.5 points per game on 38% of the snaps while Jamal Williams led the NFL in rushing touchdowns. Like, there's more than enough meat on the bone. The biggest shift, though, was that Gibbs got 2 rushing touchdowns inside the 5-yard line. Like that, I mean, for a guy who's going to have a 15%, 13% target share, like that is like, I mean, that is the best. You can't get a better usage profile than that.
Can I ask a question? Why is Brian Robinson's projection not more?
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
More than it is right now.
Gibby's been playing pretty well, and the base projections are not going to shift Washington from leading the NFL in dropbacks per game to like a 55% run rate, even because that's not how projections work. Like, they have to assume that it's in a normal range of outcomes. But I actually think you're right.
Gibson's not getting any work, any running back work, though. Like,
if Dave was on projections, he would give Brian. He would give him like
30 point floor. 30 point floor.
So the other thing
catch
is
rate, 20 yards per target. That would be David.
The other thing about Brian Robinson is that when they have been winning in games, they've actually been playing Chris Rodriguez. Like when they're trailing, they don't play him at all. He literally does not sub in. But when they are close or when, like, I think their last win, he got 7 carries. Like, they are playing Chris Rodriguez when games are close. And so I would imagine that he will get a decent amount of work in the second half.
It is pretty weird that Robinson's spike weeks have been, like, when they haven't had a commanding lead. Granted, they haven't had many this year.
It's just all, I think he has 3 receiving touchdowns, which has got to be one of the flukiest stats in the NFL. It's all touchdown driven. It's all touchdown driven.
All right.
I do think you probably want to have a commander in your lineup this week, right? Like, it's like you either play it through the running back or play it to where Sammy's chucking it again for a big game, or you're playing their defense and saying DeVito, like they're going to get there somehow. Lead.
I got a good stat. Kyle Dvorak pulled this one. So defenses are playing dime coverage against the DeVito-led Giants at like the highest rate in the end. Like something like 80% of the snaps that DeVito has played against has been against 4 or 5 defensive backs, or no, 5 or 6 defensive backs, because teams are like, this dude literally cannot complete a pass. Who cares if Saquon is able to get 4 yards sometimes? Like it literally doesn't matter. They're just daring him. So
wouldn't that be the opposite? I'm still confused by this logic.
So you want to have as many defensive backs on the field as possible so that, like, sure, if you want to run with Saquon, go for it.
So they're forcing them to run as opposed to pass, is what you're saying.
Yes, because
counterintuitive.
Well, no, because you can't run the entire game. It just doesn't work. You won't get enough yards. You won't score enough. I mean, we literally saw it. They were like the most anemic offense ever.
Cam's showing up in 20 minutes, guys. Let's get this moving.
We got to get off. There's so many plays. Like, we haven't even talked about ETN yet. Christian McCaffrey. I mean, there's just running back is.
We don't need to talk about CMC. Poor guy can get in the end zone. He's choose no your own adventure. Usable.
What are you guys doing? What are you guys doing with Achan? I would say Achan and Gibbs are my flag plants at running back.
You can't play Achan this week.
Yes, you can.
No.
Mm-mm. What are you talking about?
Coming off.
Why?
Coming off injury with Mostert.
If you read the quotes, they say he could have played with a brace. They played it so cautiously with him. They're not rushing him back. He is good to go. Full systems ahead.
I mean, David rather bite into that Pittsburgh team total.
It's like the most explosive offense we've ever seen in the history of football.
Najee or Jalen Warren.
If I can make a real game theory point here on Achan before we move to wide receiver, your only chances to get Achan at anything representing non-efficient ownership are going to be these spots where the field is a little bit unsure. And if he gets 6 carries this week and you lose, guess what? You were probably going to lose anyways.
He only scores 1 touchdown and 100 yards on 6 carries instead of
but
200.
I hope both Najee
your drafters
and
team,
Achan,
we know.
Drafters team. Yeah. So, I mean, it's playing with house money here. Let's focus on receiver.
Dave, you're having a bad show, bud. No, you're having a bad show.
It's actually the opposite. I feel like I'm having a really good show. All right.
I hope Cam's Aaron not Jones. Watching on his way into the office.
Aaron Jones.
Yeah, Aaron Jones is a nice play.
Boots on the ground, I guess it is.
Okay. Yeah, All right. Jones. Plant a flag, Peter.
Oh, okay. I'll go. I'll play opposite of Davis in that game. Brees Hall finally gets going here against this Bills defense.
I don't know. Michael Salfino told me that that Dalvin Cook or that Brees Hall is making Dalvin Cook look like James Brown recently. So Salfino's out on Brees.
All right.
Do you want to flag plant $6,300 Derrick Henry?
Yeah, I do actually. Or ETN on the opposite side. Either one of those guys.
We need to come up with our own branding, you know, so the ETR guys do the flag plants. On my GPP show, I do the gold star lock of the week. We need our own Swolecast version of that. We have the terrible takes.
Yeah. Putting on your tech bro vest play of the week.
No. All right.
Let us know in the comments. What should we call
what's
our high conviction play?
Our swolies.
Okay. Our swollies.
The Rondell Moore versus Jalen Guyton is going to be the decision to make this week.
Both Rondell Moore, Rondell Moore in cash, and then don't play either one of them in tournaments. Play Trey Palmer.
Ooh.
You really need ever. That's a good, terrible take.
I had that.
I've never seen anything like this. Trey Palmer every week gets one 50 plus air yard target, sometimes more. And he literally does not have one completion on them yet. He had a completion on it last week. They called it, I think it was 38 yards. And then they wiped it off because like he bobbled it just barely as he was coming down. Like Trey Palmer, like 14.7 DraftKings point game is coming.
I will say if Rondell Moore is going to be mega chalk, Marquise Brown is going to be a sick tournament.
Wrong direction. Keep going. They're both cycling through the depth chart.
Michael Wilson.
There you go. Yeah. Michael Wilson is an absolute
It could be it, yeah. Yeah.
Well, what's the ownership going to be on those three? Are people playing?
Rondell might be legit chalk.
Rondell 22%, Hollywood, whatever ETR tells their subscribers to play. Like if ETR comes in with a Hollywood Brown as the number one points per dollar play again this week, then he'll be 15%. If he's not, he'll be like 11%. And Michael Wilson will be like, call it 6% max.
All right. Whatever non-Cardinals player isn't chalk, you play them. There we go.
That was one of Davis. I'm impressed, Davis. That was like your sharpest projected ownership take I think you've ever given on this show.
Keep in mind, Tuttle.
I'm pretty good at it these days.
One egregious one a week. And this
it's pretty hard to do when you don't have all the salaries pulled up in front of you. Yeah. You know, like when you because it's the way people don't care about how projected ownership works, anyways.
All right, let's
Pete, what do we got?
Let's move on.
We just heard about Dave's drafters team. I think they care about how projected ownerships work.
We've got stuff we got to do.
Cooper Kupp, Stone Chalk, 8100.
Yes. Ooh, is he going to be chalk though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a pretty loose cap this week.
Yes.
Garrett,
you do a little CJ Stroud. You do a little Michael Mayer. You do a little Cooper Kupp. You know, it's pretty easy.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Pete, I want you to close your eyes.
Oh, I'd love to.
Oh my God. Return of the bit.
Please don't let this be about Adam Thielen.
Are playing on Sunday and you click your lineup after lineups lock and you see this guy is like below 10% owned and you know that this guy literally has a 27 point floor because you believe in narratives. How are you feeling about playing CeeDee Lamb this week?
As I think this through, this was actually the guy I was just going to bring up. Yeah. And he does, in a lot of ways, feel like this week's Keenan Allen, where the price feels so outrageous that you absolutely cannot play him. It's Rico Dowdle Sisson, and then he still drops 30 on your ass. So, yeah, I'm on board with that tournament.
They will go for 10 catches and 150 yards. That is a 27-point floor, Davis. You add on the touchdown or whatever else.
David, I am literally the foremost CeeDee Lamb truther. I am wearing a University of Oklahoma Sooner sweatshirt. I have a University of Oklahoma helmet behind me. I have believed in CeeDee Lamb longer than any of you cucks. You are all members of the CeeDee Lamb is a beta community. I've heard
no,
you
I'm not.
Yes,
Peter
you
is.
Are, David.
No.
Don't
I'm
you
a
dare
believer.
Pretend like you're not.
Davis, he was on my championship final best ball team last year.
Oh, my God, David. Enough of the
That's
best
how much
ball.
I believed in him.
I have paid my dues. I lost out on winning a tournament because I played AJ Brown That's over true. CeeDee
you know
Lamb.
What?
I've taken my lumps.
The Alpha community is glad to welcome our new brothers.
I'm still not going to play him at this price tag this week.
Can't against the Panthers. How wild is it that they rode Zeke's inefficiency for so long, and then it took Pollard being inefficient to open and unlock this passing game?
What about the narrative of losing their mastermind offensive coordinator and then Mike McCarthy?
Or maybe that's the true unlocking. Yeah.
Well, what I would say is that Schottenheimer has presided over some pretty inefficient offenses in his time. But if you go back and look, he has always fed the best wide receiver. Like some crazy target discrepancies when you go look at Schottenheimer OC-led teams. Like the number one wide receiver seeing like 33% of the targets and stuff. So maybe it's a narrative that we should have been more focused on. Also, I wish someone would have explained to me what a tightrope procedure was before the season. It might have been helpful for me to know.
I've got to get that after.
I will guess that one of Tyreek, CeeDee, Diggs, or Kupp is on like, I don't know, what, 80% of teams? Those the four highest projected.
Oh, I thought you were going to say on the winning lineup.
No. I'm trying to think about. So that we have the two cheap wide receivers, Guyton and Rondale. We've got the cheap tight end. We've got the Jets defense against the league-leading interception thrower, Josh Allen. Like, there are a lot of ways to play expensive wide receivers this week. So I'll throw this game theory one to Tuttle. If you just don't play one of those four guys, are you like, can you basically just play whatever you want after that point because you're at a different part of the game tree than everyone you're playing against?
Yeah, and I you can hammer the mid tier here too. Like, there's not, that's the thing. Yeah. There's actually it's pretty so decent mid tier options. Yeah. Well, we talked about Tank Dell already. We talked about Christian Kirk already.
Hollywood Brown.
Hollywood's there. DJ Moore for those who want to do that sort of thing. There's upside in that mid tier. So that's kind of the thing, right? If you go with the stars and scrubs, it's tough to argue that any of these scrubs actually have any sort of upside. Like, you're ecstatic if these guys get you 10 points. Whereas if you hammer that mid tier, you could be looking at two guys scoring 30 DK point games versus a 10 and a 30.
I mean, Puka, Dell, Debo, McLaurin, $5,400 Calvin Ridley, like DJ Moore. I know DJ Moore is like a meme, but
was about to, because Fields is back this week and he's 5,200 or 5,600.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know if Fields is like that good for.
No, DJ yeah, Moore, honestly,
that feels pretty lateral to me.
Yeah, so Kyle, that you brought up Kyle earlier, Kyle Dvorak. You know, I like him; he's a good Twitter account to follow.
He is good.
He sent out the one about DJ Moore with or without Justin Fields, and I mean that's obviously just completely inflated by the one
50-point game. He scored 50. That's his upside.
Yeah, that's the point though, right? You hammer the mid tier, and you actually have a bunch of guys that have upside. Whereas if you go stars and scrubs,
What about the leverage of Brandon Cooks over CD if you're fading CD? Cooks went up 500.
No,
I would probably do Dak and Ferguson if I was looking to leverage off CD.
Isn't that too galaxy brain? Like, if you're playing their passing game to have success, you need CD a part of it.
No. It's. I will, Pete. I'll raise you a galaxy. I'll say you play.
You already put James Cook in our lineup. There's no more galaxy.
You play. How about this? You play Dak with Tyreek and Jake Ferguson, and you say Dak throws one to Tolbert, one to Ferguson, one to Schoonmaker or whatever. A Rico Dowdles, like, he gets his four passing touchdowns, but see, like. Oh, let's say CD.
That's better. Naked Dak's better, right? Because then
no, you got to play him with Ferg. I think
you could do Ferg, or you could.
What about
naked, I think.
This is
what
why about, we lose to Clay Matthews, guys. This kind of
speaking of Clay. Free. Speaking of Clay Matthews, what about our favorite 14th round pick, Jaden Reed, at only 4K in a negative game script?
I'm not playing. I'm the Packers. Like, just might as well not exist for fantasy football to me.
Yeah, they're bad. I do think Aaron Jones is a good sweep. Yes.
Jordan Love. I got to say the Dobbs touchdown he threw, that was a good throw. That was,
All right. Also, David, before we move on, do you have anything you want to say about Quentin Johnson or Jackson Smith and Jigba?
I mean, yeah, do as I say, not as I do. Obviously, I will be playing them this week, but you guys shouldn't.
Johnson is so bad.
I mean, he got there.
Was he got
ultimate suck.
I played Johnson. I played 100% Quentin Johnson last week and didn't want to talk about it.
Quentin Johnston is so bad that
how bad is
people
he?
Are excited to play Jalen Guyton.
And they're right to do it. That's the thing. He's so bad, they're actually right to do it.
Okay. I wanted the record to show that I did not mention DeAndre Hopkins at all. And let's move on to our FanDuel lineup.
Well, record struck because you did just mention him.
You did just mention him.
Yeah, he would be a pretty good pick, I guess, if he scored a couple of touchdowns. I saw this fun fact. Titans offensive line so bad. Will Levis has been hit the 13th most times in the NFL. He's only played 3 games. Everyone else on that list has played 8 games or more.
Isn't that kind of like a stylistic thing, though? Like, Levis ate a bunch of sacks in college.
No, because if you watched any of the other, like, Tannehill, also Malik Willis, also. Like, there's just nothing that offensive line can do.
All right. Watch the tape sometime, Davis.
Oh, yeah, this is good. Lemons has some good intel here that I didn't connect yet. DTR and Cedric Tillman, high school teammates.
Whoa.
Oh, you gotta start Tillman in your seasonal leagues for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do FanDuel. I already know who
Davis
is gonna want to take a quarterback.
I love when you say that because Tuttle doesn't even know what Tuttle.
Yeah, I don't even know quarterback.
Tuttle never goes into a lineup knowing who he wants.
Tuttle, go look at the quarterback prices. I'm so inside your mind. And how long we've done this together? I know.
Hold on.
He's not even on the screen. Right,
yeah, write it down. I want to see it down. If this is true.
Oh, you just gave it away.
I don't think you're going to be right because I don't see it.
Sort by points per dollar.
You can't give him hints.
You don't do that on QBs at FanDuel,
just trust me.
Hold on,
I want to do it too. Okay,
I don't have a single
I have it written down. Maybe I'm wrong.
Okay,
yeah, I don't have a single one. I would just play Josh Allen here, is what I would do.
All right, well, I was wrong.
Who'd you guess, Davis?
Yeah, I'm curious now.
$7,000 Trevor Lawrence. I thought that would be all over that.
I guessed that he was listening to me and guessed $7,400 Justin Fields.
So yeah, I would play Fields over Lawrence probably.
Yeah. Okay. So did you want to play Fields then in this lineup?
No, I'd play Josh Allen.
Gosh, no, not against the Jets, and he's 9,000.
Well, we do have a chance to play our generation's version of Rob Gronkowski. We do get to play Dalton Kincaid with him.
Okay, let's do it.
Peter, how are you? How are you feeling? How are you feeling about knowing that Liam might win the dumb $1 million again with Dalton Kincaid?
Oh gosh.
Well, it's a little watching him kind of type through this epic Bills meltdown as they play themselves out of the playoffs. It kind of balances out.
Liam coping through the Bills playing like a vintage what was that guy's name? Jet Plummer? What was Plummer's
Jake
first Plummer? Name?
Jake.
Yeah. Jake Plummer. Like watching basically Jake Plummer be the quarterback of Liam's favorite team has been a real experience.
You're thinking about Louisville quarterback Jack Plummer.
Is that his kid?
Throwing it up to Jamari Thrash.
Yeah. You know who's the number one points per dollar running back?
Josh Jacobs.
No, who would add to our stack here?
No.
No, stop.
No.
No.
But
we're not
doing it back with Garrett Wilson. We can bring it back with Garrett Wilson, but let's not mess with
okay. Garrett Wilson. You know what?
Or Breece Hall, either one of those.
You know what, guys? I'll do it. Tony Pollard.
I knew it was coming. I did know that one, yeah. Let's do it.
What happened to scroll right past?
No. What is his ownership going to be this week? I mean, one up here.
Whatever it should be. Quit. Whatever it should be, it'll be 10% lower than it should be.
So right now I'm showing like 20-ish percent range on FanDuel.
Hey, give me the life roll on the under there.
See, this is what I'm saying. Like, the Tony Pollard stuff this week really does come down to this number, right? Because at 20%, Tony Pollard is a bad play. At 10%, awful. We can start to talk.
Yeah, I think it's most helpful to treat him like Najee Harris. I really think is the way you do it. Yeah.
And Rico is the Jalen Warren.
The issue is the role.
Starter. Yeah.
The role's good, right? Nothing's really changed. Like,
a little
Rico
bit.
Rico got most of his carries in the blowout.
So the last 2 weeks, they've started to sub him out a little bit in long down distance. Yeah, but the role is still basically good. Yeah.
All right.
That's annoying.
Let's
Pete, did you give a pick?
Mine was Garrett Wilson. Yeah.
Okay.
You gotta make a pick, Dave.
Well, I don't think we had with that. Well, could we get CeeDee Lamb in?
No.
I don't know if we want to play Pollard and CeeDee without.
We definitely do not. We definitely do not.
Ceiling priced CD with Pollard on the, with Josh Allen. Sounds like a good lineup here.
I'm gonna do it. 7,500 Derrick Henry. Long live the king.
All right.
I'm fine with this, David.
So we are just bag defending here on the program. Is what's happening.
All right, throw JSN in while we're at it.
Not actually, though, right?
No.
Throw Steelers defense in for the placeholder.
Whose pick Steelers. Is it?
Steelers defense. I'm going to take Michael Wilson, $5,400, as my pick on FanDuel.
Let me get in. Let's put Debo in here. Price seems pretty nice.
Is there any better feeling than turning over the cards and seeing Debo with a single-digit ownership number? You're just like, even if he doesn't do anything, you just feel so much smarter than everyone. You're just like, I'm good. Everyone else is an idiot. Oh, Dave, your favorite guy, Brian Robinson, who you were going to project for 20 yards per target this week.
No, we can get Josh Jacobs in here, David. Do your thing.
No, no.
Do your thing, David.
Don't
let us down.
Everyone's going to be going to Josh Jacobs, and I'm looking at another guy.
God dang it.
I'm looking at Aaron Jones at 7K against the Chargers.
Okay.
All right, and then we can upgrade defense a little bit.
No, the Steelers are literally the highest projected.
Yeah, they're going
to hold on. Hold on, because I want to go back last week when the Cowboys were like, so expensive, and Davis, you were being pressured into playing them.
Yeah, I got bullied into. I got bullied off of literally like the best cash team I would have ever played in my entire life.
I think the quote I saw was, "Davis, Kyle, literally all they have to all the Dallas defense has to do is score 11 to be optimal." Is the quote that I saw.
Well, real talk though, if Browns are going to be chalk, and we have the salary for the Dolphins, and we're not playing any Dolphins.
Yeah.
Let's play Dolphins defense. Say they get a couple.
Yeah.
It's Aiden McConnell. Ooh, brutal. All right. Tight end takes before our heart out.
Well, thank God Kyle Pitts is not on a slate because I don't have to waste one team on that. I really appreciate that. On DraftKings.com, I do actually think Dalton Kincaid is going to be less owned than he should be. There's going to be sticker shock at seeing him being $4,900. People will much prefer Schultz and Laporta.
I think it depends on who you're playing at receiver, though, right? Like, if you're spinning up a receiver, you're not going to be playing Kincaid.
And what I would encourage you to do is to just think long and hard about some of the other cheap tight options other than Michael Mayer, because he is going to be the bigly chalk.
Yeah, definitely think that Chig is in the discussion.
Is Trey McBride actually the new Gronk? Did I crown Dalton Kincaid too quickly? I think Trey McBride might be the new Gronk.
Yeah,
people are going to jam McBride this week.
Mm-hmm.
Peter, do you remember how this dude literally could not earn a target last year? Like, he would be out there for 97% of the snaps, and what happened? Is he just that much better now? Like,
the Cardinals are idiot evaluators. They opened up the season giving Zach Ertz a 35% target share when they had fucking baby Gronk on their bench. And guys, they drafted in the second round.
I was about to say.
Yeah. A motherfucking Mackey Award winner.
Sorry. His numbers were amazing.
Zooming out on the slate a little bit, it is actually crazy that Kyler Murray is just like capital B back and he's not the headline of this slate. I mean, he probably should be, right? Like, just the whole game.
Yeah, he probably will be by then. We got to remember this is a first look.
It's
show.
A first look show. It's very. I mean early. That play that okay. You all know the play I'm talking about. That third down play that might have been the best play of his career. Honestly,
the little stutters are fun.
Okay,
to watch.
It was unreal.
Yeah.
Speaking of ETR chubbies that they have, Pat Freiermuth coming back and is only 25.
What is up with you in this game? You love the worst game in this decade, and you just can't get enough of it.
$2,500. It's the price.
That's a good tag.
It's the price.
That is.
Would you play Connor Hayward for $2,500?
No.
Well, then you probably shouldn't play Pat Freiermuth because in this offense, they're the same guy.
That's also probably true.
Kenny,
my ninth round picks.
If I can do a physical representation of a meme, put Mike Tomlin's face in the draw 25 or throw 30 passes in a game, and you have Mike Tomlin sitting there holding 25 cards. Like, the Steelers do not want to utilize the forward pass in any circumstance, especially not this one.
I was just looking at someone around that 2,700 Michael Meyer range, and Freiermuth is around that range. Okay. Terrible take, Tuttle. What do you have?
Oh man. I want to know how terrible I have to be for it to be like a terrible take.
I'm thinking the same thing.
Because I'm latching on to, I had some written down, some really, truly terrible ones. But I do think Michael Wilson is the sharp, terrible take.
Yeah.
He's written down on his piece of paper for what you were going to say.
I did have Trey Palmer written down, who Davis mentioned. If we wanted to hammer that Cleveland game, I had Elijah Moore written down.
3,500.
I wrote these guys down and I was kind of like waiting to see what happened in the show.
Yeah.
I advise it. If you the worst one I wrote down, this will get just absolute moans. The worst one I had written down, and you should absolutely never play this guy under any circumstance. Isaiah Hodgins.
Is it because Hyatt was in concussion protocol?
Hyatt's not gonna play. Hutchins is gonna be out.
Okay.
There.
Okay.
Did he get a long pass last week?
Tuttle, the bit is too that is too far, man.
That's too far. This is why I kind of hate the bit, because I don't know, like, am I supposed to be giving
Michael Wilson? Michael Wilson is a great example of it, where it's like no one's gonna play him. It is he probably gets like 3 points here, a huge percentage of the time, but you can squint and see it. Hodgins is too far.
All right, I'll take Michael Wilson. Tyler Conklin, I had written down too as another terrible take, but
that's not that bad.
Almost and then your college football. I know we're friends with Underdog Fantasy, but they didn't have a lineup for this gentleman the last I checked, and the people over at Prize Picks did, and it was a bad. It was a bad line. So that's the one we're going to be going with. And it's Cole Snyder under 164.5 passing yards for Buffalo.
Lock it up.
Wow. You know, Cam's watching this right now, right outside of Dave's office, and he's going to have to go. He's going to have to go answer to this. That was
seething.
But to be fair, it was because Prize Picks has a bad line on him.
Yeah, right. We got you. All right, and if you're going to mention those guys, I'm going to mention my guy, and it's a guy that Cal Spears, he messaged me about last week, Kyle Phillips.
In a negative Cal Spears game. Sent you a text about Kyle Phillips.
He said,
"I 100% believe that." Actually,
he said, yeah. "And my quote is Kyle Phillips over yardage the biggest lock of this century?" And sure enough, he went from like maybe not getting it to like laddering it. Cal said he got plus 800 on his,
you know what?
Cal Phillips.
It's funny you say that, Kitchen, because on XM this week, we had a Nicholas Petit Ferrer on. We did a little
MPF.
Interview. And I asked him, I was like, you know, everyone knows about the big dog and Nuke. Who's a sleeper on the Titans that people should keep an eye out for? He said Kyle Phillips.
He's so slippery. 5 targets, 3 catches, 61 yards. So yeah, he's minimum salary. So there you go. All right. Final thoughts, Davis?
Devin Achane, don't be a fucking coward.
Oh my gosh.
We gotta put the explicit tag on this
one. Came out of nowhere. That was so harsh.
Because I just already know people, like I can see people in, you know, doing their phone shit or lineups and they're waffling and they're like, Achane, just click the button, dude.
Yeah, no, you play him in your weekly lineup. You don't play him probably in your daily fantasy lineup.
No, do it.
All right, Peter.
Don't be a coward.
You know, a lot of people say like DFS is solved and Sims have ruined everything, but there is one hidden edge left, and it's you find out which teams held a players-only meeting, and you find out which player stood up on the training table and gave an impassioned speech.
We got a players-only bowl. The Bills and the Jets both did players-only meetings.
There you go. Because nothing says a team is on the right trajectory quite like having a player have to lead a meeting. So there's your alpha for the week.
Oh, no, the Bills didn't do it again. It was just Latavius 2 weeks ago, right?
The week before. So before
yeah, so that, that's – don't we can't ruin. Use that one again.
All right. So that will do it. Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate everyone that has just stayed with us no matter what. Someone said earlier, like, imagine if this is your first show you've ever listened to of the Swolecast. And to that, I say, if this is your first show and you're still listening, welcome. You are one of us. So appreciate everyone that has commented and liked and shared the show, whatever they're going to do. And I just, you know, it means a lot. So with that being said, I got to get to my important VIP meeting with Cam from Underdog. We'll see you next week, week 12 here on RotoGrinders.com, Swolecast on RotoGrinders.com. Peace.